Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now that we've established that the Qur'an indicates to Imamah, but does not go into it with all its details, let's turn towards the Prophet to see if he has anything to add. Before anything, let's point out the fact that it is crucial for us to establish that the Prophet said something in this regard, and only then to go about trying to understand what he actually meant by it. Now, out of the many ahadith that we are sure the Prophet has said, we bring here a few ahadith related to Imamah, ahadith that we are sure that the Prophet has actually uttered with his blessed mouth. How am I so certain, you ask? Well, when we look at the ahadith literature and the number of people that have narrated these particular ahadith, and the number of scholars who have quoted these ahadith through different chains, scholars from opposing schools of thoughts, all using different methodologies of authentication, all this put together shows us that these ahadiths are beyond sects and schools of thoughts. These ahadiths are unanimously accepted to have been said by the Prophet himself. So, the authentication step sorted, what do these ahadiths actually say? In one hadith, the Prophet tells us, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَةِ أَهْلَ بَيْتِي لَا يَضِلُّ مَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِهِمَا فَإِنَّهُمَا لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَ حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضِ. The Prophet is basically telling us that our guidance depends on two things which need to be held together, the Qur'an together with his Ahlul Bayt. The Ahlul Bayt are those people who explain and protect the deen just as the Prophet used to do. In another hadith, the Prophet says to Imam Ali alayhi salam, "Anta minni bi manzilati Harun min Musa, illa annahu la nabiyya ba'di." To understand this relationship, we need to turn back to the Quran and see what Harun was to Musa. And we find that Harun was nothing less than a wazir and a khalif of Musa, the one who supports him in his mission and takes in charge of his affairs when he isn't there. In yet another hadith, the Prophet says, "Man kuntu mawlah fa'aliyun mawlah, Allahumma wali man walah, wa'adi man aadah." In this hadith, the Prophet is directly appointing Ali ibn Abi Talib as his successor, as ordered by Allah in the verse of Tabligh, and thus completing the religion as mentioned in the verse of Ikmal. The Prophet did not say this during his last Hajj, but just after leaving his last Hajj, thus turning the event in which he said this statement into something that stands out in history. As we said, there is consensus that these three ahadiths were actually said and uttered by the Prophet in more or less exactly these words. The actual point of contention is in explaining what the Prophet really meant, and our explanation is something we can confidently defend. Of course, this was a very, very quick recap of the entire content, and the full details of who narrated these ahadiths and what they mean was discussed in session 7. So make sure to watch the whole thing.